Numerous citrus growers wanting to know more about growing crops that might become biofuels attended a September seminar in Sebring on expanding the U.S. biofuels market. Southeast AgNet caught up with a few, including brothers Mark and David Wheeler of Wheeler Farms, who have groves in several parts of the citrus belt. Mark, why are you and David at this meeting?
I just want to take the opportunity to come up here today and see what's going on in this arena. Been hearing a lot about it. Recently went to the Florida Farm to Fuel Conference in Orlando, and there's a lot going on in the state, and we have some acreage which is vacant right now. We're just trying to see what alternatives there may be to utilize that land.
Why is that land vacant?
Some cases, soil issues and also complications with diseases in that particular area. Found some different rootstocks and citrus that we like, but we're not sure we want to put them in those particular areas just yet.
David?
With greening and canker and a lot of issues facing citrus, we're still optimistic long-term about the citrus industry, but we do want to know our options, whether it's peaches, whether it's alternative fuels. We want to kind of diversify a little bit, so we're trying to research all our options.
Grower Charlie Roper was also at the meeting.
We're here because we've had some groves that were lost a few years ago from the canker program, and then we've also had some that have frozen in the last few years. We took part of the acreage and replanted it in citrus, and then 2 years ago we had the freeze that came through and we lost a good portion of the baby trees. Trying to make the decision now, do we replant as regular conventional groves or do we look at another option? So I'm here trying to learn whether this is a viable other option.
The meeting, like others around Florida, was hosted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, University of Florida IFAS Extension, Florida Farm Bureau, and the Florida Feedstock Growers Association. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.